You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is In the Public Interest, our bi-weekly segment with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area, intended to keep voters informed and engaged. This is Lisa Berry, and we made it through the League's busy season with the election behind us and the votes counted. It's time to look back and reflect on the recent election. So joining us, our League member, attorney Margaret Leary, and also from the local League, Cheryl Deppner. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Should we begin with full disclosure about the League's position on some of the things that were on the ballot?
Sure. I can give a little background about the League, which was founded almost 100 years ago. Our mission is to inform voters and encourage citizen participation in voting and civic life. We do not support or oppose candidates or political parties, but we do study and take positions on policy matters, and we work to educate voters about issues in the public interest. This year, we endorsed Proposition 2, the Voters Not Politicians Redistricting proposal, and we were part of a coalition that proposed Proposal 3 to improve access and convenience of voting.
And both of those were approved, and we'll get to that in a minute, but let's start with talking about voter turnout. How did that turn out?
Amazing. And all I could say is, wow. The national voter turnout for 2018 midterm as of November the 11th is now 49.2%, which means 115.9 million people turned out to vote. That is the highest, I'm going to say it again, the highest national midterm voter turnout in 52 years, which was in 1966 at 48.7. However, that number, our number for 2018, will be higher once the absentee and provisional ballots get counted. We're getting closer all the time to the midterm voting turnout record of 1914, which was 50.4%. Huge. The 1914 record even might have been higher if the 19th Amendment and the 26th Amendment had been part of the Constitution, as well as the Snyder Act and the Civil Rights Act had been passed too. So we rocked the vote.
What happened in 1914?
Oh, that was interesting. In 1914, all of a sudden, the states got the opportunity to pick and select their own U.S. senators. Prior to that, legislative bodies in the state actually picked the senators. So in 1914, that was the first time that voters got to pick their own U.S. senators.
Okay, so you gave us the national rate. How about in Michigan and in right here in Washtenaw County?
Ooh, now that was interesting, too. We actually matched in Washtenaw County our turnout closer to what we did for the 2016 presidential election. You know, we were about 19 points different, 18.9% different between the 2014 midterm and the 2018 midterm. So we were much closer. We were less than 4% difference in our voter turnout for this midterm election. I think statewide, Margaret knows what that is.
Yeah, statewide, I can't compare 2018 to previous years, but statewide, the turnout was very high. And in terms of proposals 2 and 3, what I discovered when I looked closely at the statewide numbers was that only about 2% of the voters who voted for the governor did not vote for the proposals. And that's significant because the proposals were long and complicated, and they were on the back of the ballot.
We heard a lot about younger voters, and I know the League went out and registered hundreds or thousands of voters.
We did. We had a terrific year and so many dedicated people that were out to register high school students that would be eligible to vote, college students. We were at homeless shelters. We were at senior center. It was just a wonderful effort on everyone's part. Can't say enough about that.
What's the reason, speculation, on why voter turnout was so high for the midterm?
Well, I think it's pretty clear. We had some very competitive races. We had great candidates from the top of the ballot all the way down. And then, again, we had these ballot initiatives, two and three, which were basically focused on voting rights.
And they were, as you said, pretty complicated. And Margaret Leary came on here as part of this feature and tried to explain them to us several times. So we're going to turn to you and say, what's your takeaway on the approval of proposals 2 and 3 that were on the statewide ballot?
Well, I think that both proposals showed that the voters really cared about what the legislature was doing, and they really cared about some things that the legislature wasn't doing. What the legislature was doing that the voters overturned was tremendous amounts of gerrymandering, drawing the lines for election districts to benefit themselves. And the voters clearly wanted to take that power away from the legislature. The voters also got impatient with the legislature for not providing a number of improvements that most other states have made to make voting more convenient and accessible. The voters obviously passed Proposal 3 by a tremendous margin. They passed it by 67% to 33%. Michigan had a while ago, decades ago, been a leader in making voting more accessible by enacting some of the first motor voter laws that enabled people to register to vote when they got a driver's license. That's now a national standard. But in the intervening three or four decades, Michigan is one of only two states that didn't make access to voting more convenient. It's kind of terrible to think that the second state that hasn't made any improvements was Mississippi. So Proposal 3 made seven major improvements, and the voters overwhelmingly accepted it.
Do you have any idea how soon we will see those being enacted?
These are both constitutional amendments, which is a really important feature to note. Unlike Proposal 1, which is basically a new statute enacted by the voters, these constitutional amendments cannot be changed by the legislature. Under the law, the constitutional amendments are effective 45 days after the election is officially declared completed. That's a longer time than Prop 1 will take because a constitutional amendment is a much more significant change to the most permanent part of the state's law. So in 45 days, it will go after the election is declared official, it will go into effect.
And next time people vote, what are some of the changes they'll be seeing?
The changes that they will be seeing are a right to have an absentee ballot without stating a reason, a right to register to vote up until the day of the election. The proposal also mandates that the Secretary of State send the ballots out to people who are overseas voters and have those returned in time to be counted. Most of these proposals have already been enacted by many states and do not cause problems.
I think it's really important to note that on Proposal 3 in particular, that one of the things that we didn't see was polarization, where you do see in some of the other issues or with candidates where people are very decidedly voting one way or the other. There was enormous, and I do mean enormous, almost 80% of the voters in Washtenaw County chose to pass that. So when you look at the maps, you'll see everybody went green. They all could agree. It was amazing.
A lot of work, a lot of effort by the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area for the election. Margaret Leary, Cheryl Deppner, members of the local league, thank you so much for joining us on In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.